Okay, this is Bob Furring again, another spectacular day in the Coachella Valley. I keep raving about the weather, and I think part of it is because I'm going to re-listen to these podcasts in August, and I'm going to remind myself how great it is to live here during the season. My guest today is John Crawford, who's the president of the Discussion Forum Club. And John, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'd like to start off with a little personal information about you. How long have you lived here?
I moved here in January of 2012, and from the Pasadena, Glendora, California. Mm-hmm. And I was I retired as a scientist and engineer manager at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Oh, really?
So it was a good ride, and I'm sure there's a little core of retired JPL folks here that have found this community just to be absolutely wonderful. So I joined.
Excellent. And how long have you been part of the Discussion Forum Club?
I think it's been about three years now. When I first moved here, I was looking to become engaged in some clubs and getting to know people. This club interested me because we bring in speakers from around the valley, actually from anywhere, that have very interesting careers, who are experts in their fields, who the preponderance actually live here in the community, and sometimes we go for outside speakers. But I was drawn to this club because of the educational aspect of it, because of the aspect of nurturing thoughts and ideas, and hearing speakers who are just enriching the community, enriching lives, and so that's why I joined.
Okay, well, I will give you a personal endorsement. I have been a member of the club since I got here in 2012, and although I've only heard two speakers, I heard from the guy who was the engineer involved in widening the Panama Canal and doing the London crosstown railroads. And the other guy was spoke about the lizards, the French-toed lizards here. And they were both very interesting and very well informed on their subjects. So how often do you meet?
We as a board, and there's about six of us. We need more board members. We'd like to get maybe about eight board members. The board members meet once a month for 1 hour, typically on a Monday evening here in the Santa Rosa Clubhouse. And then that is followed by a monthly presentation from a speaker who we recruit or encourage to come and share their wisdom with the broader community.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, you meet once a month during the season?
As a board, the eight of us, or how many we can get. Uh-huh. But once that's the board, and then we have the open presentations, which we typically attendance will be anywhere from 60 to, depending on a speaker, maybe almost 200 people.
So, but that's once a month?
That's once a month.
Okay.
During, we'll start in November, and we have a speaker in May, and we kind of go to sleep or hibernate for the summer. Mm-hmm. Like everybody else here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll give you another thought, and that this podcast is going to go out to a wide range of people here, and someone listening might have an idea for an interesting speaker you might have. And so I will ask them to send in that idea to the website, there's a place where people can send in questions and ideas. And when we receive that, I will have that email forwarded to you.
Well, thank you. We've had the last presentation we had, I made a public invitation to we need more board members, and it's very simple. There's not much work to be a board member. And also, we need more interesting speakers that will do this on a voluntary basis. Mm-hmm. We do not have a budget for honorariums, although there's a few speakers that have asked for honorariums, and that's just not part of our charter.
Right.
But there's we would really, really welcome interesting topics. We had a lady this week actually who sent in a suggestion for a person that she knows that would be interested in coming, who's involved with genetic engineering. And I think that's a pretty relevant topic
yeah.
these days and in terms of the medical field. So that's good. And,
okay.
and a few years ago, with a wide-ranging, I personally made a presentation on mapping to Antarctica using the Canadian RADARSAT satellite. So the whole, there's an entire range of speakers. It's just not, it's
so
science
engineering. Tell me about the next one, the next speaker you're going to have. Who is it and when will it be held?
It's Mrs. Levine.
Woman.
Oh, it's a woman who is involved with the, you see these red little caravan kind of jeeps that are roaming around
yes.
the valley. And this lady works for that organization and she's a tour guide and she knows all the ins and outs of where all the exciting places to go for nature and geology and all across the Coachella Valley. So she's agreed to come and spend an hour with us or hour or two with us making a presentation and then answering the questions from the community.
Great. And when is that going to be?
I don't have my calendar in front of me.
Is it next month?
Yes, it's in February, early February.
Okay, and people who are interested can find out more by looking in the magazine.
And they can look in the View, but they can also when they come walk into the Montecito, there'll be a big poster there.
Okay.
In fact, it's there right now.
Oh, okay.
Advertising our speakers. If we want to, that's where typically where we advertise. There's the big poster and the little marquees that
yeah.
are set up there. And we have about a 2 foot by, 2.5 foot poster all in color and summarizing our this month's speaker and what that person's going to be talking about and what kinds of interesting things the community
okay.
will learn from the speaker.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in. I personally am interested in this, and I will be going to your next meeting. And thank you very much for coming in.
Well, thank you very much, too. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.